مساء الخير مستمعينا مستمعين ولا في الشمال يرموك فم. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا فيكم في حلقة جديدة من برنامج ساعة سورية. مستمعينا من الجدير بالذكر أن برنامج ساعة سورية يأتيكم كجزء من مشروع تعزيز حرية التعبير والوصول للمعلومة بدعم من منظمة اليونسكو وبتمويل من سيدا، وأيضا ينفذ هذا المشروع من قبل منظمة أون بونتيبير.
This is the wheelbarrow full of Dix Internet radio program broadcasting exclusively on RadioFubo.com.
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined by Napier.
Yo.
Napier, how are you?
I have gas.
You seem kind of glum lately. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Why are you so sad? I don't like sad napes. Sad napes bums me out.
I'm not sad.
You seem just so blue.
Not blue.
You seem blue. What am I picking up on? I'm picking up on something.
Nothing that I know of.
I mean, are you not feeling well?
I feel fine.
You feel fine?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm picking up a vibe.
I don't know what you're picking up.
Like something's going on.
Couldn't tell you.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm not mad at you.
Do you want to talk about it?
No, I don't want to. There's nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you may or may not have heard, Radio Fubar was hacked by Syrians.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Why?
The Syrian Electronic Army.
Yeah, what did Radio Fubar do to piss anybody off?
Fuck if I know, man. But, yeah, like Wednesday, the whole damn site went down, and then they put up some thing with a bunch of Arabs with some big old head things going on. And it was like a whole thing. They sent Frank like an email and told him who it was, and that they're bad or something. But it was pretty fucking intense, man.
I don't know how the site went down. I don't think that's. Yeah.
I thought for sure that we were gonna have to start doing shows for some Syrians.
Yeah, I don't think they want to listen to our show. I don't think they can. I don't think they can.
That's the word, turbans.
Turbans?
Thank you, anchor in the chat. Turbans. That's the word I couldn't think of, Napier.
Excellent.
Turbans. Because that's what they wear on their heads. You didn't hear any of this, though, did you?
Well, you told me outside when I was smoking.
But, I mean, like, you didn't get the play-by-play.
Well, nobody talks to me, and I don't talk to anybody else, so.
I know.
Well, you didn't call me.
I know. I feel like I'm bothering you.
You're never bothering me. We're friends.
You seem so sad lately.
I'm not sad.
Why are you sad?
I don't know. I think I'm getting burnt out.
You're getting burnt out?
Yeah.
What, on this?
Yeah.
This whole thing?
Yeah.
You're starting to just be like, yeah, why are we even doing this?
No, not necessarily. It's just that we lost all of our little friends that used to come in.
Oh, so you're bummed out about how skimpy the chat is.
The chat's pretty skimpy.
And it makes you sad.
Well, and, Paul's not here.
Yeah.
And Drunk's never on time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're just starting. We don't, hang out before anymore and
it's kind
do,
of like
our
a,
food and stuff?
Kind of like a lull kind of thing.
You need something to get you back in the spirits?
I think so.
That's what you need?
Yeah.
Well, we are doing the dating game today. That will be fun, right?
Yeah, but the person that is supposed to be here isn't here, and that makes me sad.
What do we do if he doesn't show up?
We'll put the spirit of your cat on, and we'll just make meow noises and
Mike,
see if that turns her on.
I miss you. Rear.
Maybe she's a furry.
I could always just tell you about the time I went and saw The Wizard of Oz on ice.
Why would you go to see The Wizard of Oz on ice?
Well, because Napier. They did the whole thing. They had, you know, Dorothy and the dog and the scarecrow. The whole deal.
Yeah.
It was this big production. It was at, you know, where the Blues play. I don't think it was... It was a while ago. I don't think it... It was like three names ago. Maybe it was the Kiel Center then.
It's still the Kiel Center to me, damn it.
And all of them did their skating and their theatrics. However, all the voices and sound effects were done by the Bobby McFerrin.
Who?
Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. Do, 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 do. You know Bobby McFerrin?
I know the song. I don't know who does it.
Do 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 do. So he did. He did. We're off to see the wizard.
We're off to see the wizard. We're off to see the wizard. Do, 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 do.
And he just sat in like a little room,
and he did all the voices.
Did all the voices and all the sound effects.
Wouldn't that be kind of off-putting? Like, you could easily tell it was one guy. Like, they couldn't interact properly.
I guess they just followed a script. And
well, they didn't. He did.
He did, yeah. But he, are you the Wizard of Oz?
Yes, I'm the Wizard of Oz.
That... Are you the flying monkey? Oh, I'm a flying monkey. Yeah, that seems very off-putting, and you're doing it in front of me.
Toto, come with us. Arf, arf.
Did he do the arf arfs?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
Oh.
But I do remember sitting there the whole time going, man, this is uncomfortable.
So
there's a whole
stadium
of people listening to Bobby McFerrin just do the whole thing. It was like, he was announcing what was going on, but he was playing characters.
So he was a play-by-play announcer for characters.
Yes.
That seems dumb.
I think they did flips and stuff.
Did they leave the goals out?
No. No. And I don't actually think there was a yellow brick road. It might have been I think it was a yellow light. Because they couldn't actually bring out a yellow brick road there because, you know.
They're on skates, yeah.
Yeah. That would suck.
Yeah. Have to sharpen them in between periods.
So what were you telling me about outside?
Oh yeah, there's this mega church, and at the mega church they don't believe in vaccines. And whoops-a-daisy, a whole bunch of people in this megachurch got measles. When the fuck have you heard about anybody getting measles?
I don't know. I guess because most people get vaccinated?
Yeah, when they're little. So they said, no, we're not going to vaccinate our kids. Whoops, they got measles.
So what did they do?
They
just got measles?
They just got...
just kind of chilled out with the measles?
Yeah, they had to go to a hospital that probably never treats measles and had to get measles treatment.
So they got vaccinations eventually anyway?
No, they had to get treatment. Vaccines and treatment aren't the same thing.
I know.
So they had to get whatever the hell done.
Is measles one of those things that once you get it once, then you don't get it again?
I think so.
Or is measles like herpes and never really goes away?
It might be something like that. But yeah, it's like measles, you know, rubella, all that other kind of crap, whooping cough. Apparently, Washington State has a bunch of those hippie, hipster, anti-vaxxer people in there. So they keep coming down with viruses that nobody in America ever comes down with anymore. So that's kind of fun. That, you know, it takes care of itself.
When do you think the cutoff on when we should start being concerned about whether or not Drunk's going to be here or not is?
Well, normally he'll call you if he's going to be late.
I mean, like, when would you start panicking?
Well, we're 15 minutes in, and we don't have the star of the show tonight.
Are you going to do a Drunk impression if that's what the show calls for?
Well, if I got to huff paint, I'll huff paint, but...
I had this thing planned where I wanted to kind of talk about the two shootings where it's kind of like the opposite of the Trayvon Martin thing with the colored kids shooting white people,
and yeah.
how people are calling it not a hate crime, and it isn't racially motivated and all that. And like, I had it on my list to talk about,
yeah.
and then I listened to Uniformed Opinions, and they did it much more eloquently than I probably would have.
Didn't one of the groups say that they were just doing it because they were bored?
Which yeah, seems like a them, weird fucking I think that thing was, to do. That was the kid they shot, the Australian baseball player.
Yeah.
But then there was also two black guys that beat an 88-year-old man to death. And one of them, or several of them, were tweeting about, you know, how they're going to go beat up some woods. I think wood is racist speak for the whites, like a pecker wood or something like that. Yeah, and it's not racially motivated, I guess, because you can't be racist towards white people. But the thing that bothers me is, I mean, like, we don't need to compare one murder to another and determine which one is worse and call something. I think the term hate crime in itself is kind of stupid. Why is killing someone because they're black any less a good reason than any of the stupid reasons to kill somebody? They're all dumb reasons to kill someone.
The reason is because these crimes happen, and we want a way to have these special crimes stopped. It's not like they were at the time that hate crime legislation came out. It's not like there were roving gangs of, like, black people chasing down white people in the South and, you know, burning down their houses.
But I think that qualifying one as being more heinous than another, I think killing a black person because they're black is just as valid of a reason to kill someone as killing an old lady for her purse or stabbing someone to death because they were having sex with someone that you don't think they should be having sex with. They're all dumb reasons to kill somebody. I don't think one should have anything else tacked on to it that another doesn't. They're all dumb.
Well, there are also special ways to get put in jail for using a gun during a crime, or a knife, or a baseball bat. And when there's a large portion of crime being committed with, you know, one thing, or one thing is particularly deadly, then the government will come in and say, hey, these get extra
whether
extra
or
fines
not they yeah. were actually used
yeah
or not.
It's about controlling the population, saying that these crimes are special in how they were done, therefore they get special prison sentences tacked on to it, or special things tacked onto it. It's just a way of saying that these particular things are not okay, are extra not okay.
There was a story on something that I saw about someone who was putting, a woman that was putting things on Craigslist that she wanted to fuck in a big pile of money.
Yeah.
And so she would hook up with people on Craigslist who said, I have big piles of money that we can fuck on. And they would show up in a hotel room and they'd spread all the money out on the bed. And then this chick and her boyfriend would show up and rob them.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, so, I mean, dude shows up with a gun and he's like, all right, you know, you're not going to fuck my girlfriend on this money. And by the way, you should give it all to me. One of the guys got fired from his job because he didn't actually have the money. He borrowed it from work. He just figured, hey, I'll bring this money home and go fuck on it and then bundle it all back up and take it back to work.
Ew.
But then when he got robbed, he didn't have it anymore, so he got fired.
That's actually a pretty smart crime. What are you going to go home to your wife and say, honey, I lost $10,000. I can't tell you how I lost it.
It wasn't even his money. It was his job's money.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking about what I would like to fuck in. I don't think I would like to fuck on a big pile of money.
No, that's other people's, like, germs. Ew.
Yeah, I think that I've discussed this before. But I've always kind of wanted to fuck in like one of those ball pits. You know, like at the McDonald's play place. You know what I'm talking about? Like the ball
Like pit. An adult-sized ball pit?
It doesn't even have to be adult-sized. I mean, like, those are big enough that I can get it in it and fuck in it.
Why don't you just buy a trampoline and a bunch of those little plastic balls? I mean...
Yeah, well, that would work. But I think that more than anything, I just want to challenge myself and see if I can even pull it off.
Like your lady friend, like what she would agree to?
Well, I mean, you know how, you know, if you move around in those ball pits, you usually sink deeper in.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's no real way to, like, get your bearings, like... And so, I mean, if you get way down in them balls, are you even going to be able to get it done?
Well, eventually you're going to get all sweaty and juices are going to go everywhere. It's going to make it the balls slippery now. And the balls are going to smell.
So I guess you probably wouldn't... Do you think that you could get a job, like, at a McDonald's? And at just, like, for a couple of weeks to where you were put in a situation where you could do that, like, off hours or something?
I think they videotape those places now.
Like, you get the keys just so you can fuck in a ball pit, and then you can quit the next day? How long before they trust you enough to leave you there at night?
I guess you'd have to be a manager.
How long before we were managers at Pizza Hut? It was, like, a couple months, wasn't it?
No, it was, like, 3 days.
They were just like, oh, you look like you can add, subtract, and spell.
No, like, you should when I became a manager, they just left me there overnight. But actually being there, what, 2-3 years?
Can you rent just, like, a ball pit? I know you can get, like, a bouncy castle in your backyard. Could you get a inflatable thing to fill with balls?
Yeah, you can do that.
Is there a party store that you can rent that?
I think it's like some kind of like little like.
Do you have to put a deposit down?
I would assume so. You have to put a deposit down for fucking anything anymore.
Can you? I guess you could probably just wash the balls before you bring them back. Do you think they wash them?
No, I think like, they come
think
and
those
pick them up.
Balls have ever been washed?
I would hope so.
Because I mean, those nasty kids jump around in there, and then what? They just put them all in a bag and give them to the next person.
I think they suck them up into, like, a tube, and it goes into a bag. I don't know.
Do you not think that that would be fun to fuck in a big pit of balls?
No.
I mean,
I think it would be awkward and, in the end, unfulfilling.
I would never do it, like, you know, when there was children playing around me, because that would be awful.
And a crime.
And a crime, yeah. But like, in an off... hour, like, you know, just break into a Chuck E. Cheese. Do you think they have alarms at Chuck E. Cheese? Probably.
Yeah. And they probably have video cameras at McDonald's.
The good news is, though.
Yeah.
If I broke into a Chuck E. Cheese and immediately went for the ball pits, I don't last very long.
Yeah.
So I could probably get the job done before anybody shows up to arrest me. That's the good news. The bad news, breaking and entering is probably, what is that? You think that's a year or two?
And probably, you know, lewd conduct. I bet they have cameras in those places.
No. I plan to be zipped up and playing skee ball by the time any cop shows up.
I'm pretty sure they still have cameras going.
I've called the cops before, Napier. I know what their response time is. It'd be like a bank heist where you got like your watch on and you know what their average response time is. Only it's fucking in the ball pit.
Yeah, but probably your luck, they'd be there in 10 minutes. Or
like one would be down the street running radar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it would probably be awkward. I don't think you could get it done in time.
Because of the pressure?
Yeah, I mean, you're there to perform, and, you know, things happen when you're on the clock. Because I'm sure you'd be thinking in the back of your mind, okay, I got 5 minutes to do this, and then, you know. So, what's it looking like?
Nothing yet.
Nothing yet?
Do you want to take questions for Dr. Napier?
Yeah.
And it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Pretty weak on the questions for Dr. Napier this week.
It's a holiday.
To be quite honest. Pretty goddamn weak.
It's a holiday weekend. Nobody's going to be on Twitter. They're going to be outside barbecuing.
Yeah, Twitter was fucking boring today.
Yeah, it's a fucking holiday. Everybody's out barbecuing, having a good time, leading social lives.
It was awful. Anyway, from Indio Techno, we've probably had this one before. What would you do for a Klondike bar? And please be specific.
Fucking a ball pit.
And then at the end,
and then
Klondike bar?
And then at the end, Klondike bar.
From Don from all the shows on Radio Foobar. Can you see why kids love the taste of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, it's too sweet, and after about a minute, they all become soggy lumps of cinnamon shit.
But they have taste that you can see. There's swirls of cinnamon and sugar, and you can see that and know, oh, that's where the deliciousness comes from.
No, that's food coloring. It tastes like piss.
And question from Anchor Babcock. What exactly is twerking? From what I've seen, it looks very similar to the shuffle butt.
It's pretty much just shaking your ass. And if you can bend over enough so that, you know, the dude can see your vagina in your little ass-shaking pants, even better. You want to get the vagina in there somehow.
From what I've seen of twerking, it kind of looks like you're getting it doggy style from a ghost.
Pretty much. It's mostly to be doggy style, but you want to make sure that vagina gets on there.
I mean, you just kind of bend over, grab your ankles, and then, like, bounce up and down. That's...
Well, you're supposed to bounce your ass up and down. The rest of you are not supposed to move. Just you, your vagina, and asshole.
And that's twerking?
And that's twerking.
And apparently it's very bad when white people do it.
Well, normally you're supposed to have a big butt. Like, if your dumper's not the correct size for twerking, you shouldn't be doing it, because then it looks like, you know, it looks like two legs are fighting it out. Not very appealing.
Did you see that they announced who was cast on the 50 Shades of Grey movie?
No, I in fact have not heard that, because I don't want to watch that movie.
God, Napier. They got Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith's kid. She's going to be the chick.
She sounds ugly by that description.
What are you talking about? Don Johnson? I mean, Melanie Griffith is beautiful. Did you ever see Milk Money?
Yeah.
Where she was a whore. And
yeah.
The three boys went and they paid her to come live in their treehouse.
Yeah, I never really saw the appeal. Like, I watched that movie and I wasn't... I don't think I was much older than the kids in the movie. And I didn't see the appeal. I was like, wow, that's kind of desperate.
I don't think that movie had anything to do with milk. I know money was involved because she was a whore. But I think that the milk part of it was just referring to her big, thick, meaty tits.
They weren't that big, were they?
They're pretty good size. But I don't think the movie had anything to do with milk. I don't think the guy was a milkman or anything. I don't think they purchased milk at any point in the movie. They probably named the movie before they even wrote it.
Well,
it was like, we should have a movie called Milk Money. That's a fun name.
I think it's referred to as, you know, the money little kids get, you know, to get milk.
I'll tell you what.
Hmm.
In the pre-internet porn days.
Yeah.
You used what you could. And I had Milk Money taped on VHS off of the TV. I probably used Milk Money 100 times. Had no nudity in it. Just paused on those big, thick, meaty tits. Maybe.
No, you could see her nipples, kind of. I mean, they kind of poke through her shirt a little bit. Yeah. I used Sears catalog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, now her daughter's going to be making softcore porn. Makes me feel pretty old.
And isn't it like a little bit of a torture porn in there too, getting smacked around a little bit?
Yeah.
Well then, we got a movie.
And the Sons of Anarchy guy is going to be the guy doing all the stuff.
Oh, drilling her?
Yeah, he's going to be drilling her. The what was the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie that came out this year?
I don't fucking know.
What was the fucking movie? The fucking robots that killed the monsters.
You mean Pacific Rim?
Yeah, Pacific Rim.
That had nothing to do with Power Rangers, goddamn.
It was fucking Power Rangers.
No, it wasn't.
Don't give me that shit.
It was Evangelion.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with Power Rangers. It had everything to do with Japanese anime.
Do you think that's like a weird thing when we start to get to a point where the people that we watched as kids start having kids that are old enough for us to jack off to?
I think that's just age. Welcome to it.
But I don't like it.
I don't think you have to accept it. I mean, they're not going to be jerk off material forever. Look at Pam Anderson. Still, she's not jerk off material no more. She's a little old. Our friend still isn't here, is he?
I'm so goddamn upset right now. I'm calling his ass.
I think he listens to us.
Well, if he's listened to us, then he should have fucking called already.
Maybe he's in an accident. Why don't...
What do you mean, maybe he's in an accident?
Maybe he was trying to get here.
The fuck's going on?
Now you're gonna jinx it.
What's going on, man?
Hello?
Where are you?
Trying to get out of work.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's only the second busiest weekend we got, buddy.
Drunk hurts my feelings.
God damn it!
Well, I guess that bit's dead.
How the fuck do you play the dating game with drunk without drunk? Alright, we're going on break. I fucking guess.
I miss Drunk.
I don't.
I do, because he was supposed to be here to close out our bits.
Hey, that was Ask Dr. Napier.
We'll be back in some minutes, for fuck's sake.
And now, great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
Speaking of cricket.
Yes.
Do you know the rules?
This has been great moments in Mr. Producer interview history.
The Mr. Producer Show can be heard live Saturdays 9 p.m. Central, only on RadioFubar.com.
I'm telling you, folks, nerds are one of the most dangerous groups in this country because they end up running things, but they still hate everybody because they weren't the jocks in high school, so they play little dirty games on everybody. They use their brains to hurt people, and I'm aware of them, okay? I see you, you little rats.
Listen to Nerdgasm Thursdays on RadioFubar.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Matt Reefer. You might remember me from such radio shows as Where Did My Beer Go? Beer, the only beverage needed. And the Mr. Producer Show. I'm here to tell you about a wonderful app available for most smartphones. It's called TuneIn. This app allows you to listen to over 60,000 different AM, FM, and internet radio stations such as Radio FUBAR. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. You can download the app in your app store for free or go to TuneIn.com. TuneIn allows you to listen to our insanity anywhere.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike, joined with Napier. We have a variety of guests on the on the Google Hangouts. The idea was that we were going to fuck with drunk. We were going to play the dating game. I made intro music. Do you want to hear my intro music for the dating game? Or should we pretend like we're actually doing the dating game?
Let's just do the dating game.
You want to just do the dating game?
Yeah, you're drunk.
I'm drunk?
Yep.
But I was going to be the announcer. I guess you're the announcer now?
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, do we just, like, do it? Or
yeah, let's just do it.
So the idea was, of course, this isn't a real dating game. This is meant to be a simulation of what a dating game would be, just in case I ever win drunk another contest.
Excellent.
And so I got Butt Rock Betty from the broadcast on the Mix FM Saturdays at 7, 8, 9, 8.
There we go.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Kathy.
I got Anchor from Unfit for FM on Sundays at 7 Central on RadioFooBar.com. He was going to be one of the contestants competing against Drunk. And I got Jay from the Squarehead Kids, which, do you still do your show live, or?
Yeah, we still do it live, 7:30 Central on Fridays.
Don't sound too excited about it.
I'm disappointed that Trump's not.
I know, it's a real shame. So I guess I'm going to do an impression of Drunk. Which I probably shouldn't, because I think Betty kind of filled me in on what the questions are be. So that would give me an unfair advantage, wouldn't it?
It could be.
I totally know what I'm going to ask.
Although I don't really remember.
Well, then we're good, right?
Napier, you're drunk. Calling an audible.
But I'm not drunk. You're drunk.
We'll alternate which one of us is drunk.
Okay.
We will collectively be drunk.
The wheelbarrow right, so full of drunk.
I prepared for this, and I worked on this, so one of you is going to motherfucking be.
Oh, you know what? You guys weren't on this whole time.
Yay!
This is just turning into one major clusterfuck, isn't it? Okay, but you're on now. So guys, just pretend like you heard what they were saying. So, Napier, you're the announcer. For the dating, so get ready, because I'm gonna do my awesome intro. Are you ready for it?
Okay.
Wow. This is where you do like a thing where you're like, "Hey, welcome."
Hey, welcome to a wheelbarrow full of love. Got our lovely lady here. She's going to be asking these fine suitors some questions. And should it get her giny tingly, they're going to go home with her tonight. Lady, introduce yourself.
Good evening, boys. My name is Butt Rock Betty. Are you ready to do this?
Gentlemen.
Are you ready or not, motherfuckers? Let's go.
Attention, yeah. Motherfuckers. Answer.
All right. Are we ready to get started? Can I ask my first question? Y'all got your panties on? You ready to go?
Yay!
All right. So.
Okay, so I should.
Okay,
I should,
so.
You have
first
six,
I got to ask. Am
you have
I,
six questions,
am I
right?
Asking, yeah, so am I asking specific contestants' questions, or is all three of you going to answer each one of my questions?
Yeah, all three will answer each question. We will alternate who goes first, who goes second, who goes third. So, based on what I have here, Anchor, you will be contestant number one.
Jay
will be contestant number two, and me and Napier will be contestant number three.
All right. All right.
Let's get this party started. All right, boys. What's your take on a third nipple?
Contestant number one. That is Anchor.
It depends.
Contestant number one.
Nipple, like as in Mallrats, or the third, or there's a full third boob. Yeah, with it. If there's a full third boob, then yeah, I'm totally all for it. If it's just a nipple, I don't know.
Contestant number two?
I would say it depends on where that nipple is located. If it's on the back, that might be cool. So when I'm hugging you, I can rub it a little bit.
Do they vary? Do the locations vary?
I don't think so. I think all nipples are usually around the boobage area.
That would make sense. I'm sorry. So contestant
number three, what's your take on a third nipple?
So I'm drunk, right?
You're drunk.
That was drunk's answer.
That was his answer.
All right, moving
fucking
on.
Son of a bitch.
Contestant number two. If you were a small animal, what would be the best way to prepare yourself for human consumption?
Best way to prepare myself?
For human consumption. How would you like somebody to eat you?
Wow. That makes no sense to me. I guess boil me?
So this is the part where you get creative and try to give me a good answer.
Boil me so I'm wet. That's my creativity.
All right, contestant number three, how would you like me to eat you?
So you mean like you do some exercise to make sure that you're nice and fit so that your meat is delicious?
Now you're talking.
Or are you talking like how do you want to be prepared, like barbecued or it's open to interpretation, I guess.
It's open to interpretation. I'm looking for the kind of answers that make you well, I'm not going to tell you what kind of answers I'm looking for. Just answer the damn question.
Napier.
I like my meat beaten before I get eaten.
All right. And contestant number one.
Okay. I would want you to debone me first. Me in some booze for several hours until I'm good and hard and drunk. And then put me in your mouth.
Deboned? You would like me to put you in my mouth deboned?
Yes.
So you're a grower, not a shower. All right. We're good. Okay. Moving on to question number three.
I would say that Anchor won that round.
I would say that's up to my interpretation.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was impressed. I thought that was a good answer.
It was a pretty good answer. I'll take it. It was all right. Okay, question number three. For contestant number three, what is the best compressing software to use for vagina pictures?
WinZip.
And you know this how?
There we go. It's free.
How do you know that this is the best?
I don't software? Like my vagina pictures compressed.
You like them big and gaping?
Yes, I like the anticipation of loading a large file.
Very nice, sir. So
slowly scrolls down, and you can just see a little bit more. It's like the 56K days.
Yeah, like old AOL chat room style. Like yeah. Old. Yeah. All right. I gotcha. Contestant number one.
Oh crap. I guess I don't like my vagina pictures compressed because then you lose definition. But I guess if I were to choose, I would also go with WinZip.
It's WinZip. A classic.
WinZip, that's...
Anchor is nothing but a traditionalist.
Contestant number two?
Everyone stole the good answer. I don't like a compressed vagina. But I'm going to go with the... JPEG option.
Is that really how Snapchat works? It goes away in 10 seconds?
It does. Snapchat has become the most amazing fucking thing ever. We're gonna be talking about it on the broadcast this week, so I'm not saying another word. You guys have to tune in.
You send a picture and they can only look at it. What if they're not by their phone for that 10 seconds? Do they just lose it?
No. Once you open it, it's only good for 10 seconds.
Can you screen cap it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yes. You can screen cap it.
There you go, Jay.
It will send a message to the original sender saying.
Okay,
that.
I have one question. Is this contestant number two that just said that?
Yes.
Yeah, you're fucking gone.
You done goofed.
And I'm taking notes. so I'm going to remember this.
Are you actually taking notes?
Goddamn right.
You're like writing notes in a notepad right now based...
Wow. I sure am. All right. Betty doesn't question fuck number around. Question number four for contestant number one. If you were a brand of industrial grade lubricant, which one would you be? And why?
I would have to go with KY Jelly because it's the most available.
Is that industrial grade?
Is that industrial grade?
I don't think so.
Mineral oil, then. That's industrial.
So you like the stuff that makes you poop?
Lubricant. I know, I use it.
Okay, fantastic. I'm writing that down. Contestant number three, if you were a brand of industrial-grade lubricant, which one would you be?
What industry is lube a requirement of? I guess the pornographies.
I'm going to go with WD-40 because I'm a working man and I like my tools lubed. No rust on my wrenches.
You're spontaneous. It's whatever you can get in a pinch.
And you've got a small, thin tube? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but it's well lubed.
That's all that fucking matters, right? All right. Contestant number two.
Oh, am I still in it?
You're gonna
thought it was out.
For posterity, you have to start answering these questions.
Yeah, you got some making up to do, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, me. Come on.
I'm making if drunk was here, I'd be making drunk look good. Quaker steak. That's what I'm going with. Quaker.
And why?
Isn't that a brand name?
Is that oatmeal?
No, he said Quaker steak. Motor oil.
Oh.
Because it's delicious.
Because it's delicious. All right. Duly noted. Okay. Question number five for contestant number two.
See, because I don't think oatmeal would be a good lubricant.
Only one way to find out.
Be like, that'd be like fucking somebody with a yeast infection, I'm pretty sure. You don't want to do that. Contestant number two. What kind of puppies do you hate the most?
I don't hate puppies. Puppies are the greatest thing that God ever gave us. If God was real.
Contestant number three, what kind of puppies do you hate the most?
Pugs.
No, you tell her what you whispered to me just a second ago.
I whispered pugs.
Napier said that the kind of puppies that he dislikes the most are the black ones. And I don't know why he said that. Because black puppies are... Explain what you were even talking about. Puppies are perfectly nice.
I thought I would make a joke.
When this I was a young man, a friend of mine had a black lab.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the nicest dog. He wasn't rambunctious at all. He was very friendly.
So when the kids...
And he never stole anybody's car either, I'm certain, right?
No. And you know what? He was kind of a self-hating black, because when he saw the blacks, he barked at them.
That dog sounds like an asshole. Okay, question number six. And I think
Anchor,
I'm going
to
make this...
didn't get to answer that one.
Oh, sorry, I guess. Okay.
We need contestant him to put one. His foot in his mouth pretty quick, because...
It's true.
Napier's okay. Racist and
puppies that I hate.
J screen caps.
Mm-hmm.
Would be Chihuahua puppies because they're small, yippy, bony, and I like big puppies to play with.
You like big puppies to play with?
Yeah. Plus, like Chihuahuas, they like fucking shiver in like 60-degree temperatures. So we need
to
shiver.
Are you trying to tell me you like sweater puppies?
Yes, I do. I love sweater puppies.
All right. Okay. Your last question, boys. Are you ready? And this is the big one. This is the biggie. Let's go. Cleanliness is super important to me. How would you describe your bathroom wiping habits?
Two-handed.
See, now this was the gotcha question.
Mm-hmm.
This was the one aimed directly at Drunk. See, because Drunk only wipes twice. And he fucked
only
it
only twice, like
he
one swipe.
He fucked
us,
Napier. He fucked this whole thing. This is bullshit. Motherfucker. I'm tired of that son of a bitch.
Is that him ringing your doorbell right now?
No, that's him going inside and outside of the house and slamming things.
Because if he were to show up right now, I would run through all of these questions again and make him answer them all.
Contestant number one.
Oh, okay.
Boys, this isn't over. Answer the questions.
Yeah, now that Daddy has hit Mommy, we can all go back to dinner.
Okay, my wiping style is what you're interested in.
I didn't ask you to question my questions. I asked you to answer them.
I was clarifying what the question was.
All right, because I'm about to get saucy. I just want your answers.
Okay. Now, is a bidet available or no?
Generally speaking, no.
Oh, okay. I probably wipe enough until the paper doesn't look like it's got anything on it anymore, and then you use a, what do you call it, like a wet nap or something like that.
So you use a wet nap every time?
Just about, unless I'm at work.
God, I'm so glad I'm a girl and I don't poop.
You don't poop?
God, no, I'm a girl. Girls don't poop.
Oops.
You use all of what you consume?
Yes, go straight to my tits.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Yes.
We're going to McDonald's tonight.
My tits get any bigger, I'll choke myself, so I think I'm good.
I've seen those videos.
Sure, they're great, aren't they?
Yes.
I've got skills. All right. Who didn't answer? I think contestant number two did not answer.
No, he did not.
Front to back. Three times.
Front to back? I mean, that's not really required. You don't have a vagina, so...
Well, you don't want to get it on your balls. You don't want to see your balls.
Fair enough.
Your balls.
I don't think I've ever tried to go back to front. Does that... I mean, at this point, it's probably, you know... It would like go against the grain. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I do swirlies.
Your balls start sagging down farther.
Probably accustomed to a certain...
And by the way, this is the sexiest show I've ever been in, talking about poop on ball. I love it.
That's kind of what we're known for.
Having shit on your balls?
And really awesome dick pics.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question here. What constitutes how do you make a good dick pic? Do you, like, hold the camera really close and, like, only put two of your fingers at the bottom to make your dicks look really huge?
A lot of ambient lighting, not a lot of, man fuzz everywhere.
Yeah, you shave beforehand to make it look a little bigger.
I've taken one dick pic in my life, and I thought about it for, like, days on what the best way to do it was, and I decided that I wanted it to be like half hard so that she didn't really know all I had. Like it was open to interpretation. Does that make sense?
Yes, but that's a bad move. I'll tell you that right now. You don't want to leave anything open to interpretation. If you want to continue what's going on, you need to show the full goods right away.
Well, I didn't want to, like, go super hard because then she'd say, you know, oh, that's it. That's all I can expect.
I get it extra hard, like really ripped, and then I put a rubber band around it to make it even bigger, and I hide the rubber band in my fat rolls.
So you actually left a lady waiting for days just planning out your perfect dick pic. Was she still interested when you actually sent it?
I don't think we talked much longer than that.
Oh, she got what she wanted.
I don't think she was either not impressed or, she got what she wanted.
Did you take it out standing over a toilet?
That was actually the chick that wrote me the letter. You remember when you read the letter? about
the chick who wrote you the real fluffy, nice love letters, that like the dirty letters.
Yeah,
that
were, she wrote me dirty letters. And then I sent her a dick pic, and then the letters stopped.
So this was way back in the day where you actually had to take a photo of your cock and mail it to her.
It might have been illegal. I don't know if I was of age or not. I hope she doesn't still have it.
Nah, she
listen,
probably
doesn't. I would. If I had a photo of a dick that somebody sent me in the mail, I'd keep it forever.
I think
she still has it, and she probably shows her girlfriends, and they probably chuckle.
I think my face was in it.
How did you get your face in it?
Like, I think I set, like, the camera up on, like, a timer, and then, like, I, you know, kind of, like...
Oh, you did full body?
Took a few steps back, yeah, and, like...
That's not a dick pic. That's just you being naked.
No, that's not...
Well, I didn't know what else to... You just, like, take a picture of your dick? That
Yeah. That's a dick pic.
That isn't sexy. That's just a picture of a dick. You want, like... You know what's going down, right? Like the whole thing.
No, you said you sent her a dick.
No, you leave that for later. You string them along with the dick, and then you keep showing them.
Do you just like look at pictures of twats?
Yeah.
Do you?
I can.
I mean, like you look at like a whole naked lady. You don't just look at a vagina and say, "Holy shit, look at that."
Well, I'm not a chick. Chicks. They,
really,
they
really?
Dick pics.
So if a chick sent you a picture of just her vagina, you would be ungrateful?
No, I'd look at it, but I mean, it's not like what I would search out.
Duly noted, and you...
Uh-oh. What happened?
Uh-oh.
We're now out of the running two. I pick contestant number one.
Oh, awesome, I won.
Yeah, just what we need. We need to strengthen Anchor's ego even more.
Well, I'm sorry. With the whole, like, don't want a vagina picture, you totally screwed your chances.
But it wasn't me. I'm the announcer.
I pick contestant number one.
Thank you.
No, even if he is deboned, I'll still take him.
Mm-hmm.
See, those were the notes she took.
She's been boned.
Well, guys, this went great.
This went the opposite of great for me.
I'm really excited about the way this turned out. I'm elated with the quality
really
of programming that we are sending out to our listeners.
Well, I can just say first and foremost that I had fun, and thanks for having me on. I'm really sorry for being bitchy because I'm really hot. Drunk's not here, and I'm not drunk. But I still had a fantastic time, guys.
Betty, you did great.
Thanks.
However,
thank you, sure.
It wasn't what we expected. It kind of turned into a little bit of a clusterfuck. And
mm-hmm.
The whole purpose for doing it didn't show up.
Yeah, I've had that conversation with ladies before.
I don't even know what that means.
Excellent.
You're talking about you couldn't rise to the occasion?
No.
Do you have issues with erectile dysfunction?
No, I just beat it around for a little bit.
Get it going.
Yeah. Like a crank start car from the 20s.
Yep. Well, that's the end of the show.
Thank God.
Thanks, guys.
When you see drunk next, just kick him square in the nuts for me, would you?
Absolutely. I did an outro too. Are you ready? You want to do
yeah.
The okay.
And then, but also tell him that if he did show up, I still would have picked contestant number one.
How do you know?
Because I know. I listen to your show. I know drunk.
He's got a saucier voice than we do. He's got that sauce in his voice.
He's got that deep voice.
Yeah.
That deep drunk voice. It's great.
Ladies' panties just melt away whenever he sings his song.
Do your thing. Do your...
Well, thanks again, guys. Say. Bye.
Thanks, Betty.
Thank Anchor.
Thank you, Jay.
All of you are awesome. And we're sorry that our friend wasn't
listen
there.
Listen to all of their shows. Great. Do the thing. Yay, the end of the show.
Yay, the end of the show. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at wfodix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.